Good morning. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Finance Committee to order at 9:32. I forgot my regular glasses on the boat, so I got these ones that are good close up and not far away. March 15, 2007. Today with us is Senator Olson, Senator Huggins, Senator Dyson, Senator Thomas, Senator Elton, myself, Senator Thomas. Initially, we were going to start to work on the PERS cost-sharing bill. Apparently, it's still under review. We'll see if we can't start on that on Monday. As soon as we can get it read across, the committee will take immediate action on that. There will be no meeting on Friday. Today, we're going to move out House Bill 18, amending the powers of the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education regarding the WAMI Medical School Program, Wyoming, Washington, Alaska, Montana, and Idaho. It's the Alaska version of medical school. My office has worked with Representative Myers, who's in the audience here today, along with Senator Hoffman's office, on an amendment to address concerns regarding the doctors practicing in rural Alaska. And everybody should have a copy of the amendment. And Senator Olson, if you could please move the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number one.
Okay. Amendment number one has been moved. I will object for discussion. If we could have Representative Myers come forward along with his trustee aide. And if you could go ahead. Thank you. You can go ahead and introduce yourself. Welcome to Senate Finance, the friendly side of the building.
Whatever you say, Mr. Chairman. No, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the Finance Committee for having us. You know, this bill is not my bill, not the House bill, but it's all of our bills. It's got a lot of sponsors, and we've been working well together on this. We have reviewed Senator Hoffman's amendment, and we're in complete agreement with it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Mike Pulowski, and I'm an aide for Representative Meyer. If you'd like, I could walk through the substance of the amendment for you.
Yeah, I would like that if you could for the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The amendment changes the part of the bill or part of the WAMI program where a student gets their obligation repaid. And what it does is it breaks it out into service in a rural or non-rural part of the state. And that's what you see on page 1, lines 10 through 13, and then the new line 14, drawing that division. And what it says is that if you come back to the state of Alaska after your residency program, you have to work 5 years in a non-rural community or 3 years in a rural community. On page 2 of the bill, you'll see section 5, a new section 5, defining rural for the purposes of this section. This language is very similar to 1443-700, which is the way we define for teacher payback as far as rural education goes. We changed the population numbers from the traditional to how it relates to medical programs. And the logic behind that was, whereas a smaller community can support a school, to support a clinic or a medical doctor, you might need a larger population. And so we have also submitted to the committee, I believe you'll see, a spreadsheet prepared from the Alaska Community Database that will give you an idea of where communities in the state would fall for qualification as rural or non-rural. That essentially creates an incentive, Mr. Chairman, for graduates to go practice in a rural community, and I think that was very clearly the intent of your co-chairman, and we're happy to work with him.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and remove my objections. Do we have any further objections to adopting amendment number one? Hearing none.
Mr. Chairman, Is there any data to go ahead and verify that this amendment will go ahead and indeed increase the number of people that will, I mean, are people affected by a 13 1/3% and 2 year less employment agency?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, we don't have any data that we've confound. What we have talked to is the Post-Secondary Commission on Education, and they said it is workable. they can implement this. The question being, does it work for teachers?
Sure.
And I think we have seen that it works for teachers.
Thank
Doctors were given a significant benefit.
Thank you. Okay, with that, I'll go ahead and remove my objection, and we've adopted amendment number one. I do support this program, and there is some concerns, naturally, of course, of the cost and the impact that we're going to have going forward. We'll have to watch this implementation over the next several years, not only the impact on our operating funds, but also to see that we are attracting doctors into the state to fill the upcoming shortage due to the demographics of folks our age as they get older. The commission will need the necessary funds to cover these additional 10 students. And these costs are outlined in fiscal note number one. I believe the appropriate place to address that additional capital and operating cost the university may have in their normal 08 budget process, which we are currently working on. So I support moving the legislation forward with fiscal note number one and fiscal note number two as they came from the House. So what we're doing here is taking the House's physical notes and moving them on forward. Do we have any comments from the committee members? Seeing no comments. Senator Olson, you have a motion?
Or
a comment?
Mr. Chairman, thank you for this opportunity. I just want to emphasize the importance of this bill and certainly getting new doctors, especially out to rural Alaska, and in all of Alaska for that matter, is one of the paramount things. It's obvious that every one of us are getting older and our health is going to be deteriorating with a population of Alaska that is going to be increasing. We're going to need more health care providers out there, and I think we want to make sure that we have the personnel. I know out in rural Alaska, our emphasis is to go ahead and put on some of the sub-regional clinics that are out there. They need to be manned. So with that, I'm certainly in favor of this bill and have been in favor of that. And with that, I would like to move Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 18 as amended from the committee with individual recommendations and attach fiscal note number one and fiscal note number two.
Thank you. Do we have any objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill forward, HB 18 forward, to the next committee, which is rules, and then we'll get it to the floor. We recognize there is a time crunch here to facilitate incoming medical students, so we'll try to move this as quickly as we possibly can. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. This concludes the meeting today. Again, there is no meeting Friday. We will be meeting at 9 a.m. on Monday. Hopefully, we'll start the retirement system bills. Thank you for coming. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.